Disconnect, stepping away from an increasingly connected world. Introduction. There were more than 4.6 billion active social media users around the world in January of 2022. That was nearly 60% of the world's population at the time. Almost 5 billion people used the internet regularly, and there were 5.31 billion unique mobile phone users. All those numbers have risen steadily over time, with more than two-thirds of the population owning and constantly using mobile phones. That makes checking email, texting a friend, or posting a selfie to Facebook quick and easy. The powerful computer in your pocket or purse is always just a reach away. And in many ways, that's a good thing. It's never been easier to stay connected with the people that are important to you. Mobile phones mean reporting a tragedy or potential danger can happen instantly. Getting a text from a friend during an otherwise difficult day can make you smile and ease your stress. Coupled with that upside is a downside. Let's look at our screen and display viewing habits, for example. Are you way too connected to your TV set? A lot of people are. Data collecting website Statista.com says U.S. adults watch 3 hours of TV each day in 2022. Similar numbers can be found worldwide. Average screen time, the time spent viewing electronic displays and monitors like those on your phone, television, laptop, tablet, desktop PC, etc., is an unsettling 8.5 hours per day, according to healthpartners.com. If you work a typical 8-hour shift for your employer, that means only 7.5 hours each day when you're not staring at a digital screen. Factor in your sleep each night, and this means a lot of people spend literally their entire day engaged with an electronic display. No me time is also a constantly connected problem. When we're not plugged in, online and on our phone or staring at our television sets, we're connected to others. We wake up, chug down a coffee, and head to work. Our workday is predominantly dealing with others, coworkers, and customers, either electronically, on the telephone, or in person. When we get home, we immediately jump online or pull out our cell phone. By the time we go to bed at night, we've enjoyed little to no one-on-one time with the most important person in our lives, ourselves. Unfortunately, those constantly connected habits have a dark side. They can be detrimental to our health, emotionally, mentally, and physically. This means cutting your different connectivity cords from time to time is an absolute necessity for you to live your best life. That's what we'll help you do in this report. You'll learn why we're always connected. What got us to this point? Is it inevitable, or can we do something about it without giving up the wonderful benefits of a connected society? We're going to show you the very specific ways that constant connectivity harms you. Get ready for some shocking revelations in this part of the report. When you see the very real and documented ways that staying plugged in and hooked up can harm so many aspects of your life, you may never look at your smartphone or tablet the same way again. Then you'll discover what it means to disconnect. It's easy to say, okay, I'll go on a digital detox, but what does that really mean? And is constant digital consumption the only connection you need to break from time to time? In other words, are there benefits to spending some alone time where you pull back occasionally from the important personal relationships in your life? We'll answer all those questions for you, and then reveal the many significant benefits of leading a less connected life. There really are some amazing rewards for unplugging and disconnecting that might help you realize your best ever health and well-being. Of course, it's not enough to help you realize you might be addicted to constantly being connected. We want to show you how to tell if you're too connected, or if there really isn't a problem. Then we'll share with you what we call the disconnection correction. This is a system of practices that has allowed people like you to escape the dark side of connection addiction while still benefiting from the advantages a connected society can offer. If you're ready to get started, let's take a look at how we got to this always-on, always-connected state in the first place.